speech of October 2009 about reproduction. Since man is man from this conception as an act of divine grace, he is, because of this preeminent position among the creatures of the world, accessible to the to protect from that moment. A supernumerary embryo is only then no longer worthy of protection if central problems of mankind evidentially cannot be solved otherwise than by suspending this protection. A problem here is precisely to view as central if and only if it is most important and relevant for mankind and if it contains a decision on life and death of many humans. The number of supernumerary embryos is to reduce to an indispensable minimum. This can be analogously transferred to other cells. The killing of an embryo after the ensoulment is a serious transgression before L, which will be punished accordingly, unless special circumstances exist. Fighting diseases by experimenting on embryo misses, due to the divine and moral cause, the reason for their emergence, although it may possess some success here. It is a commandment of love of man to the creatures still to make the best of the situation by correcting the mistakes made by others through their knowledge and skills. There are some physical characteristics that can be improved. These include the defects that prevent a humane life. They cannot always be determined absolutely and objectively, but require a relative and subjective assessment, especially of those concerned, if they are able to do so. Otherwise, the legal substitutes decide. Effort, utility, feasibility, risk, and result are here appropriately to be considered. A comprehensive informing of the parties about the situation is indispensable. The will of the persons concerned has priority here. An avoidable defect must not be deliberately brought about if it is not compensated by something else. The sight of the total utility must not be lost. The improvement of physical characteristics that represent no defects requires careful deliberation. An improvement that is evidentially necessary to survive humanely in this world, and of which all considerations speak in favor, is unobjectionable. Yet these improvements have scarcity value, but their relevance will increase in future. Examples include the conversion of metabolism to colonize environments hostile to life, and the fusion of living organisms and technical devices to achieve higher goals.